Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few moments of inspiration and loving conversation with C. Belita Webb. Today, I was thinking of reaching out, touching bases, didn't have a specific topic, was just going through some of the things in my mind and looking at some of my feelings, and it made me think of how you too have those days where you're just feeling a lot of different emotions and you're feeling pulled in a lot of different areas. You may be experiencing some pain or some other health challenges. And often I write through those feelings to kind of identify where I am and what's going on. It presents a little different for me when I have too much eye pain to write. And I usually just speak my thoughts. And today it was just interesting because I felt like my thoughts were all over the place. And I really was yearning to hold a tablet in my hand and, put together a three-ring notebook where I could just list the things that were bothering me, because that's usually, you know, what I would do when I wasn't having problems such that I deal with now with my eyes. And so it dawned on me that I didn't know if I had ever shared that tip with you. I've shared it with other friends that were going through things and explained to them how, even when I was, you know, in therapy, that was something I would always do. I would take a three-ring notebook and I would just take a few sheets of paper and identify the things that bothered me. I kept it on my nightstand. And so if I woke up or if I couldn't sleep and there was something pressing on my mind, I would write a headline on that sheet of paper. And then anytime a thought came up to me that was in reference to that sheet, I just placed it there. I didn't worry about neat writing or what color pen I had, or sometimes I even just made mind maps. And so I wanted to share that with you in case you were also feeling, you know, some of the uncertainty of what's going on. It was such a helpful thing for me. You know, when I'm sitting here and I'm trying to find ways to heal my heart and my mind and my body, I'm always looking for ways I can share what I learn with you. And so sometimes I just get real quiet and I just listen to the thoughts from my heart. And what I heard earlier was really simple, and I wanted to share that thought with you. Because, you know, in my mind, it needs to go onto a hard cart and be something that you can put into your pocket and just reference back to, or something that we put on one of our calendars. And so one of my sons has gifted me a new virtual assistant. So hopefully sooner than later, we'll have some of the calendars available for you. And they are still only available in the United States, and that's just because it makes it a little easier to get them to you. So I apologize to our listeners that are outside of the States. Perhaps this is something that she'll be able to help us come up with, but this would be, I think, our fourth or fifth year of inspirational calendars. So look for those updates to be on our website soon. But my thought is just this, just bear with me, close your eyes, and just think of peace, comfort, if you have the ability and you can look outside, look at the blue sky, or if you're walking in a park right now, just think of what I'm saying in this moment. I know sometimes things happen that can make you believe you're lost. You may feel you're alone and like you're on a ship without a captain. Even during those moments of difficulties and uncertainty, God is there. You may not see God's hands at work for you. You may not know who He's sending your way to provide you assistance. You may not see the blessing that's outside your door ready to be let in. But what you can do is trust that God is providing for you. God's hands are always working for you, and you must trust that no matter what you are going through, God never leaves your side. He never abdicates the duties or responsibilities of His mighty throne. So whatever you need will be provided. It will come your way. And sometimes things come our way and we don't recognize that they are the blessing and the answer to what we have been praying for. So I just want to ask you to remain open, to keep your heart open, your hands open, and to realize that sometimes the blessing you receive comes from the gift of the blessing you are to others. And so whatever you're going through today, you know, try to stay strong, walk in faith, keep God's joy in your heart, and know that you are not alone. Continue to pray. Have your quiet time, do your meditation, and know that God is sending what you need. Keep your eyes open. Blessings are coming your way today and every day. So I'm going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a blessed evening of peace. Whatever you're going through, trust that God is with you. Until we speak again, be well.
We get bombarded with a lot of messages throughout the day. Some good, some frustrating, and some that creep in and wear away at our souls. Sometimes it's hard to just sit with God in the stillness and truly hear what His heart is for us. Having a good devotional to encourage you to draw nearer to the one who loves you most and spend time in His Word can make all the difference in the world. Author and poet C. Melita Webb is passionate about celebrating God's goodness and encouraging you to speak life and love over every person and circumstance. In her sixth poetry volume, Prayers, Peace, and Praise, Guidance for Prayer Through Poetry, she beautifully alternates scriptures with prayers and poems to help you focus your attention on God and listen for direction from His Holy Spirit. I had the honor of recording the audio version of Prayers, Peace, and Praise, and it absolutely touched my heart. Many of the prayers, poems, and essays expressed the things weighing on me at the time and gave me the chance to bring those things to God. Even the scriptures Webb includes were exactly the words of encouragement I needed. If you need life spoken over you today, follow the link in the show notes to pick up your copy of Prayers, Peace, and Praise, Guidance for Prayer Through Poetry, available in print, Kindle, and audiobook formats.